From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Germany's federal prosecutor charged a Moroccan man today with helping to finance one of the September 11th hijackers. The man was arrested in Hamburg yesterday. It is the first arrest made in Germany that links a suspect directly to an alleged terrorist cell that was operating in the country. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
According to Hamburg's former police minister, Olaf Scholz, Munir El-Mutasadek was under constant police surveillance since the September 11 attacks.
He had been under investigation for a few months already, and they say that they have found some things that were in response to the bank account of this person, and this is the reason why they said now we can do something more.
For months, investigators could only monitor El-Mutasadek from afar. Until an arrest warrant was issued this week, there wasn't enough evidence to detain him. Now that he's in custody, says Scholz, prosecutors can only hope he will be cooperative.
At least we will find out whether he will tell us more or not.
What he could reveal may provide a breakthrough in the German investigation, according to Frank Fitch, a terrorism expert at Heidelberg University.
If the information we have are confirmed, then it's certainly a major step in penetrating the inner circle.
The inner circle of hijackers who, according to officials here, likely planned the attacks out of a one-bedroom apartment in Hamburg. The federal prosecutor's office alleges that El-Mutasadek had power of attorney over a bank account in the name of Marwan al-Shehhi, one of the hijackers.
We know that he was in charge of the accounts, and there were several transfers made by him to these people.
Large amounts of money were transferred regularly into al-Shehhi's bank account over a six-month period in 2000. That money was likely used to help al-Shehhi attain a visa to the United States, as well as funding to pay for flight training in Florida. El-Mutasadek, who, like two of the hijackers, was a student at Hamburg's Technical University and a member of an Islamic study group led by Mohammed Atta, publicly denied the allegations in October. According to local reports, there are four other men living in Hamburg with connections to the hijackers who may be detained soon. Authorities haven't commented on the four men believed to be under surveillance. Otfried Nassauer, director of the Berlin Institute for Transatlantic Studies, says El-Mutasadek's arrest may give investigators more evidence on which to detain the other suspects.
There could be, or probably will be, dozens of others, and maybe he's only the tip of one of several icebergs. It could be well possible that there's other financial networks who probably have some connections to radical Islamist and terrorist structures as well.
One of those connections is Mahmoud Darkasanli, a Syrian-born businessman. Darkasanli's assets were frozen in September after investigators discovered he may have had access to a bank account owned by suspected al-Qaeda treasurer Mamdou Mahmoud Salim. Salim is currently in custody in the United States. German authorities are still pursuing three men suspected of helping to plot the attacks, Ramzi bin al-Shib, Saeed Bahaji, and Zakaria Essabar. Arrest warrants have been issued for all three, who are believed to have fled the country shortly before the attacks. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.